We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
From KMOX Sports.
The bases are loaded.
This is the Meyer Jensen Sports Open Line.
Swinging along with the left.
Meyer Jensen, a personal injury law firm. Because sometimes the gloves have to come off. MeyerJensen.com.
He hits one deep to left field.
You bet!
That's a grand slam for Yadier Molina.
It's a slammer!
This is Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Sports Open Line here on a beautiful Monday evening right here in KMOX land. That's right, middle of America. Greg Damon sitting in for you tonight here on Sports Open Line. And man, do we got a jam-packed lineup for you. We got all sorts of great guests coming up. We're going to be talking the whole gamut tonight. That's right, all sorts of different sports tonight. But first up, let's bring in Cardinals broadcaster, also KMOX Sports personality, Mike Claiborne, the man, the mystery, the legend, Mike Claiborne. Mike, how's it going?
I'm doing great, Greg. It's great to visit with you. Thanks for the introduction. Yeah, I, you know what? I'm just a myth and a legend only because I survived. But it's good to visit with you tonight. We got a lot of fun things to talk about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks for coming on. I do appreciate that as well. It's been a long time since we've been able to talk on the air. So I do appreciate you hanging out with us tonight here on Sports Open Line.
Looking forward to it.
Well, let's talk about this weekend. Cardinals take 3 out of 5 from the Cubs. Always good when you beat the Cubs, that's for sure.
Yeah, it is. And any Cardinal fan and any Cub fan knows, no matter what the record is, when those two teams actually play, anything can happen. And to get 3 out of 5 against a team that's trying to find themselves in the Cubs was good. But it also says a lot about the Cardinals and the young players and the infusion of talent and energy. When you think about Brendan Donovan and Juan Yepes, who I just saw 5 minutes ago, you know, it's fun to watch young guys and the veterans. And the veterans get a kick out of the young guys, and the young guys are asking questions of the veterans. And it's just a really happy situation to be part of right now.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more with that. It's really been great to see these younger guys coming up and really kind of giving a boost to the team. And I think everybody's kind of, hey, you know what? We need to get together. We need to play a little bit harder.
Yeah, you're right. And the point, your sole point is valid, because I'm talking to Ollie Marmol yesterday about, I said, man, when all the other guys come back, you're going to have some tough decisions to make. He said, and that's a manager's dream to have such good players that are having such good seasons, and it creates competition. And that's the thing that we need is competition. And offensively, we're starting to see it. Brendan Donovan, you can't get him out in a clutch situation. Juan Yepes with a big hit last night. Lars Nootbaar with a big hit in the series as well. And you think about the young pitchers that have come on and given us some quality innings. I mean, it's a good time to be a Cardinal fan because it's only going to get better. Jack Flaherty had a really good outing in his first rehab assignment. Steven Matz threw well, trying to get himself squared away. So, you know, the help's on the way. But I think right now this is a good time to watch this team develop, because we're going to need everybody when we get into a real hunt. Especially going into August, September, and certainly October, and hopefully November, that all these guys are going to make a significant contribution.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't mind them at all, these young guys. I don't want to say newcomers, but, you know, these guys coming in, getting some major league experience right now, certainly going to help us towards the end of the season.
No question. And they're getting experience in key situations. I mean, they're not sitting at the end of the bench hoping to get a pinch hit when the game's out of hand or filling in for somebody and not even getting in at bat. They're in the game when the game is on the line. And that's what makes it special. So when the game's on the line later in the year, these guys are like, well, wait a minute, what's the difference between now and when I was in Chicago and we had two out in a situation like this? Or like, I mean, so I think it makes them battle-hardened and makes them even better prepared for what's going to be waiting for them later in the year. And because they've had some success, it even gives them greater confidence. So I'm anxious to see how things develop from here, and I'm feeling good about where we're headed.
I got to ask you, Mike, about two of our newest pitchers, Albert Pujols and Yadier Molina, coming up on the mound and really, you know, throwing some heat.
Well, you know what? They now want to be part of the pitchers' meetings every day, which is comical in its own right. But, you know, and I think it's something to be said. If you look at baseball, and there have been some teams that have been in that situation where they've been blown out or they're blowing out somebody, and they don't want to burn another pitcher.
Absolutely.
Because pitching, as we know, is hard to find. And you don't want to waste a guy in a 10-inning lead or anything like that. So these guys, I'll go out and throw an inning. And they have fun with it. We saw the Cubs do it the other day with Frank Schwindel.
Well,
and he got the first two guys out, and the Cub fans thought this was hilarious. And then Corey Dickerson and Newt Barr hit one out on the street, and all of a sudden everybody got quiet. I mean, it's something that, and I know the rule was amplified the other day with regard to you have to have a certain lead and a certain time in the game in order to be able to put those guys in. But the bottom line is, we're seeing a lot of it, and I think that should tell you how scarce pitching can be.
No, you're absolutely right. Well, if you remember, Mike, don't forget about the secret weapon when he came in, and I think he pitched like three innings.
I was there that night.
And I think he, if I'm correct, I think he got, I think he didn't strike out the side, but got all three out.
He did, and Jose Oquendo is who we're speaking of. Cheo, as he's affectionately called by everybody. He came in, he was dealing.
Right.
And one of the great performances, he played every position that season. And I don't know if we'll see that again, although Brendan Donovan's well on his way. He's played first, second, third, short, left field, now right field. So all he's got to do is take over for Bader one night, and if a third catcher is needed, he'll be behind the plate. Because if you ever watch him, Greg, when he comes to the ballpark, I mean, you look in his locker, he's got like a four or five gloves that he takes out onto the field with him for infield and outfield. I mean, this young man really truly prepares for whatever position he's going to be in that night. And it's a real tip of the cap to him and his dedication and the fact that he's got Stubby Clapp working with him on the infield, Willie McGee works with him in the outfield. And I don't know if there are two better teachers. And I'm sure there's some other guys who are really good with different organizations. But knowing Willie and knowing Stubby as long as I have and knowing what it took for them to be very successful players in the majors just gives me a good comfort level in knowing that a guy like Brendan Donovan wants to be better thanks to those guys.
No, absolutely. And I got one more question really kind of to ask you about and get your opinion on. You know, we're about 60 games in. What do you think about the job that Oliver Marmol's done for the team?
I like it. And it's interesting you ask that question because John Rooney and I were talking about it earlier today. Ollie has learned from the two previous managers he worked for, and Mike Matheny when he was the first base coach, and Mike Schilt, who he's a bench coach for. He's learned a lot of nuances about the game and how to deal with people. Here's why I appreciate him, and I think fans will too. Ollie is about results, okay? If you produce, you play. If you don't, you won't play. And he'll be honest with you and let you know, hey, this is what we think we need to have more of you or less of you. And if you're a player, you just appreciate honesty. That's all you want. You just want a guy to be straight shooter to you. And I like what he's done so far. He's a great communicator. He's very well organized. He communicates with all of his players on a regular basis. But he's a detailed guy, too. And I think guys like playing for him because he lets you do your job. He's not a micromanager where he's standing over your shoulder. But if you don't do your job, to the level that he thinks it should be done, he will remind you that this is how we need it to be done.
Yeah, definitely great advice, no doubt about it. Hey, Mike, I want to thank you again so much for hanging out with us here on Sports Open Line on this Monday night and just talking a little Cardinal baseball. Appreciate all the insight
you know
you give us.
It's a treat. It's a treat to be on with you, and I hope Cardinal fans enjoy the day off as much as the players did. You know, we're down in Florida, and I don't know if you knew, the weather in Chicago was abominable. I've never seen – I'm layered up in June, okay?
Right.
I got a long-sleeve shirt on. I got a fleece. I got a sweatshirt. I have a jacket. I mean, I was four-layered deep because the weather was terrible. We're now in Tampa, St. Pete. I'm sitting outside because our internet doesn't work in the hotel for some unknown reason. And the weather is like 80 degrees. A nice breeze is blowing. We're on the beach. It's a far cry than where we were 24 hours ago. So, and the players have all scattered. They're playing golf out on the beach. They're doing everything, just trying to inhale because off days are so precious. And if you're not with your family, you would rather be in good weather. So we're on the road, and guys are trying to enjoy this day. Can't wait to get to the ballpark tomorrow. We can get involved and try and figure out this Tampa Bay Ray team, which is a good team. We got our hands full, so we'll try and do the best we can before we come back this weekend and take on Cincinnati.
All right. Sounds great, Mike. Again, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll talk real soon.
Looking forward to seeing you soon, Greg. Take care.
Thank you so much. That's Mike Claiborne here on Sports Open Line, and we're going to take a quick break. Coming up next, we're going to talk to Kay Wheel. That's right. Kevin Wheeler is going to join us. Stick around. More to come.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everyone. Sports Open Line on this beautiful Monday evening right here in the heart of Mid-America. And you're listening to Greg Damon tonight here on Sports Open Line. Want to talk some more baseball, so we're going to bring in the next man, the myth, the mystery, the legend, that is Kevin Wheeler. He joins us here. You guys may know him. He's been around the station about a couple weeks now, and you may know him from doing sports and other stuff, and now he's too good for sports and things like that. But he's been kind enough to join us here on Sports Open Line. Kevin, what's going on, my man?
I don't know, man. I thought you were having me on to talk about the race yesterday. I didn't know we were talking baseball.
Was it, you really want to? You want to go there?
No.
We'll talk about the.
I did want to point out that it was, because we didn't really get, we didn't mention it today, but I mean that's a great event. I was super excited that it went as well as it did, so that's awesome. But I did want to make sure we mentioned that. I know you'll be talking about it later.
Yep, absolutely. Kenny Wallace is going to join us a little bit later, breaking it down. And I got to tell you, one of the best races I've seen for many years. I thought it was fantastic.
That's great. I mean, everything that I saw was that it went great. The crowd was amazing. Obviously, the race was competitive and fun. And, you know, that's...
And the weather was perfect. Hello? Oh, Kevin Wheeler, he dropped here for us on Sports Open Line. We're going to try to get him back on the air here in just a second. But, folks, as I said before, Kenny Wallace is going to join us a little bit later in the next hour. We're going to kind of recap the race. If you were there over at the race, what a great time that you had. I mean, it looked fantastic. Place was packed. And I got to tell you, looked like a fun time all the way around. Coming up a little bit later, we're going to talk some Blues hockey. Andy Strickland's going to join us. And got a couple things to go over with him. We got Kevin back. Kevin, are you there now?
I did. I decided to hang up on you.
I get that a lot, usually from my wife. But
That's great. Yeah, I'm just happy that it was a great event because, you know, we do big events really well in St. Louis, and, you know, that's going to lead to more big events, which I think is fantastic.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, let's get into a little bit of Cardinal baseball. I want to talk about the new kids that have jumped up and really kind of shown their presence here where the Cardinals kind of needed a boost.
Yeah, they did, you know, and it's funny because, you know, a lot of the fan base in the off season was a little frustrated that they didn't spend more money, right? I mean, there was a lot of buzz that people wanted Jock Peterson or they wanted Kyle Schwarber. And none of those were wrong ideas. You know, I mean, like, they were the right idea. If you're looking to be a better team, you want better offensive players, right?
Sure.
I mean, that was one of the complaints. But the team's pushback on that was, all right, but we want to make sure that there's room for these guys that are close because we think they're really good, and we know that they're close because they all had success at AAA last year. Two of them, Donovan and Yepez, were amongst the best hitters in the Arizona Fall League for the top prospects at the end of the year last year during the fall, oddly enough. And, you know, what's great is that when these guys each got their chance, they jumped in right away and did something. You know, it wasn't like they struggled for a week and then figured it out. I mean, they jumped in and started contributing right away. And, you know, what's cool, Greg, is they're versatile too, right? I mean, Donovan has played pretty much everywhere. He hasn't played center field and he hasn't caught, but he's played pretty much everywhere else. Yepes has played the corner outfield spots, first base and DH. And obviously we've seen Nolan Gorman's power early on. And, you know, the team is banking on these guys, not just now, but for the long term. But, you know, this is really what has helped balance out the lineup, right? I mean, what have we talked about? But all kinds of up and down, right? The offense would be awesome, and then it would be quiet for 3 or 4 days. And it's not fully there yet, but it's starting to become more consistent. And those guys are a huge part of it. I mean, Goldie has been otherworldly, right? I mean,
he's en fuego, man.
Dude, he's been as hot as any hitter in baseball. So the only guy that has been better than him or even close to him has been Aaron Judge. He's better than everybody else, and he might even be as good as Judge so far this year. And, you know, having him with the big bat and Arenado with the big early month has made up for the fact that, you know, Tyler O'Neill struggled early and Dylan Carlson went down. And, you know, they had that inconsistency. But it's nice to see the three young guns show that not only can they help, but they're probably going to be sticking around, man. I mean, there's no reason to send them back when O'Neill and Carlson come back soon.
Right. I mean, Nolan Bang Bang Gorman, I mean, that guy, I mean, why would you send that guy down? He's shown that he can be up here. He can play with anybody.
Yeah, the only reason you would be if he starts to struggle for extended period of time and you're not comfortable putting him out there on a regular basis. I mean, John Mozeliak's been pretty clear that if he's here, he needs to play. And they have that right now. They have that opening. They have that opportunity. They've shifted Tommy Edman to shortstop, and they have that freedom. Now, two lineup spots are going to be taken when O'Neill and Carlson come back. I mean, those guys are going to come back to everyday jobs in the corner outfield spot. So that's going to mean we got to be creative with how we're going to use a guy like Brendan Donovan, who's seeing a lot of time in right field right now, for example. Well, what does that mean? Does that mean second base where Nolan Gorman plays? Certainly not going to be first or third base on any kind of regular basis. And I don't think they're taking Tommy Edman out of the lineup anytime soon either. So that's where it could get crowded. And when you include Yepes in that, you know, you've got a lot of guys in there. So there could be a case if Gorman struggles where they might decide that he's better off playing every day rather than dealing, you know, being
sure,
a part
absolutely.
Of the mix there. But I think he would have to struggle. You know, if he's playing well, is phenomenal.
No, absolutely. So, really, one of the other questions I want to talk about Matthew Liebetor. Come up, I thought he pitched pretty well. I thought that, you know, he had fairly good command. And, you know, we've been hearing about him for the past 5 years, how he's going to be come in and he's going to be, you know, ace number one. But they keep sending him up and down. What's up with that?
Well, he needs, first of all, the problem that they've had here is they've needed new arms. Because they're using their pen heavily, you know, so they've had a lot of games here in a row. You know, they just had 5 games in 4 days, and to make sure that they have fresh arms, they got to send somebody down. So typically, you're going to send somebody down that's a younger player who just pitched, right? So it wasn't a coincidence that he went down right after he pitched in Chicago, and he'll be back. You know, this is a guy that's got a lot of ability. I don't know if he projects as an ace, Greg, but I mean, he definitely has that stuff where he can be in the top three in the rotation long term. I mean, you know, he's not a huge velocity guy, he'll get it to the mid-90s once in a while, but he's typically like a 93-mile-an-hour guy. But he's got three different looks. His curveball is one of the better ones around. And in time, he's going to be a really reliable piece. But right now, they need flexibility because they're really in a position where they could burn through the bullpen.
Nope,
the last thing that they want is for those guys to burn out because they've been phenomenal, man. I mean, that bullpen's been great this year.
Kevin, I got one more question for you. We're up against a break, but Phillies fire Joe Girardi. Don't the players at some time have to play?
Yeah. I mean, look, man, it's Philadelphia, so they're always going to do something, right? It's impossible in a city like that to just be patient because nobody has any patience. But they put together a flawed team that's supposed to be one of the best offensive teams in the sport, and it hasn't been that. But they were already a bad defensive team and didn't have enough pitching coming in. So, of course, fire the manager because you can't fire everybody else, and right. The owner's not going to fire himself. it's just easy to do that. You know, we see that in hockey a lot, right?
Right, exactly.
Where, you know, it isn't the coach, it's players, but it's easier to make that move, and that's basically what that is.
Well, Kevin, thanks so much for joining us here on Sports Open Line, and you know, congratulations on your new show, I guess, maybe. But no, I'm kidding.
Yeah.
You know, Kevin, folks playing the home game of Sports Open Line, Kevin and I have been friends for a long time. So, you know, congratulations,
16
Kevin.
16 years, dude.
That's right. Thanks so much. I do appreciate it, Kevin. I'll talk to you real soon.
You're the man. We'll see you soon, Greg.
Bye. Hey, folks, that's Kevin Wheeler here on Sports Open Line. Let's do a break. We're going to talk a little hockey coming up next.
News Radio KMOX, the home of the Cardinals.
Sports Open Line, Monday evening. Greg Damon hanging out with you tonight, going all the way till 8 o'clock tonight. Let's talk a little hockey. Our good friend Andy Strickland, he's a Blues reporter, analyst for Bally Sports Midwest, also host of the Cam and Strick podcast. And I got to tell you, folks, he's also one of the only people I've seen live ever to be hip-checked by the great Bob Plager. Andy joins us here on Sports Open Line. How you doing, Andy?
I'm doing well, Greg. How are you doing?
I'm doing fantastic, and quite an honor to be hip-checked by Bob Plager.
Oh, man, I would do that all over again. It was the greatest thing that ever happened to me. It was, and in fact, to be honest with you, I'm probably the only person on the face of the earth that can say they were hip-checked by Bob Plager, elbowed in the teeth by Kelly Chase, and elbowed in the back of the head by Cam Jansen. So, like, that's the trifecta, three tough guys. Carried off of the ice one time by Tony Twist in a charity game. So, yeah, I mean, they're the tough guys. Listen, I'm not afraid. I won't back down, Bruce.
That's right. Yeah, wait till you see
Greg,
Ogie.
Sorry.
That's right. Wait till you see Ogie Oglethorpe. So
yeah, I'll run from Ogie.
That's
how about
right.
that?
That's right. Hey, I want to talk a little hockey with you. Obviously, great news comes out of the game the other night where Kadri is probably not going to play anymore in the playoffs. Too bad it couldn't happen with the Blues as Evander Kane knocks him out. Andy, what did you think of the hit? Do you think it was pretty dirty?
Oh, very dirty. You know, and listen, I know people hate Nazem Kadri, but, you know, I don't like seeing people get hit. I think that's the worst play in hockey, Greg.
I do, too.
Like the hit 5 feet from the boards. There is no need for it, and it doesn't get more gutless than that, to be honest with you, in terms of, you know, plays that happen in hockey. So
right.
As much as people hate Nazem Kadri, listen, I don't like to see him get hurt. Kadri's probably going to be out for the playoffs. I think they announced today that he was having surgery on his thumb, so there was a lot of speculation that it was a hand injury. And, you know, in the case of Evander Kane, who made the hit, I mean, he got off pretty easy just getting the one-game suspension. Now, I know in the playoffs, the way the, you know, player safety, you know, punishes players, that, you know, they multiply the games, where if it's a one-game suspension in the playoffs, that would equal a multi-game or a two-game suspension in the regular season. But I think he deserved two playoff games for sure. I mean, pretty vicious and pretty dirty.
Well, you know, Kane's not the poster boy for the NHL as well, with all the issues that he's had this past year. And then, but I do agree with you as far as the hit goes. I mean, you're taught at a young age that you don't, you know, you don't hit people under the boards, especially when they're defenseless like that.
That's right. Yep.
So, you know, I mean, obviously, as you said, nobody really likes Kadri. I call him the Brad Marchand of the Colorado Avalanche.
Well, he would be their guy, you know. I mean, but Marchand, you know, and he is the Brad Marchand because he put up 85 points this past season, so that's Brad Marchand territory, right? Right. You're putting up crazy points and you've got, you know, production, but, you know, he doesn't get under the skin the way Brad Marchand does even. I mean, he's dirty and he's had his issues, and he's a repeat offender. I mean, this guy's been suspended multiple times, three times in the playoffs. And we know about the hit on Falk last year and then obviously falling on Jordan Binnington this year. So he plays on that edge. But, you know, he really isn't the pest. I mean, but this guy can be a really, really talented hockey player. He is a talented hockey player.
Right.
But
well,
when he's focused, listen, you're glad he's on your team. And he's going to get paid a lot of money this offseason. There's no question being an unrestricted free agent.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. You know, you hate him when he plays against you. But when he's on your team, he's the best guy out there. Although I don't know if he's licked anybody like Marchand. So.
Probably not. Let's hope not, Greg.
Hey, let's talk a little about the Blues. Obviously, I tell you what, I thought Jordan Binnington, you know, I mean, many people wrote him off towards the last part of the season with Husso playing so well, but gets an opportunity in the playoffs. Man, did he stand on his head or what?
Yeah, and you love seeing that because Jordan Binnington obviously means so much to the organization and to the city, you know, just based on what he did when he first, you know, came up in the NHL a couple of years ago and just took the league by storm. So, you know, listen, that in and of itself tells you that the ability is there, and you know it is. And now the next challenge for Jordan Binnington is to be that guy throughout the course of the regular season.
Right.
I mean, he's proven when he's on his game, Greg, he truly is capable of being a top five goaltender. You know, why not go try to win the Norris or the Vezina Trophy as the league's, you know, top goaltender and be the best goalie in the league. You know, I mean, listen, you can't afford when you're getting paid the money that he's getting paid, $6 million a year. And I think most people would agree with this. And I think Jordan Binnington would agree with it. You can't afford to have the type of regular season that he had this year. And then, you know, come back and then show what he's capable of doing in the postseason. The Blues need him to be that guy consistently. And you know, he's not going to stand on his head and play at that level throughout the course of an 82-game season. But again, they're going to need more from him. I mean, he's going to be the guy moving forward, Billy Husso. It's unlikely that he comes back being an unrestricted free agent, and he's going to have, you know, several options, and certainly he's going to get a nice payday. But the Blues have already committed, and they've invested in Jordan Binnington, and they need him to be great, not just good, but he's capable of being their best player. He's shown that. Now they want to see that obviously carry over to next season.
Hey, we got about a minute left, Andy, and I wanted to ask about or talk to you about Phoenix playing in a college rink. I mean, come on. Talk about a team that's on the decline.
Yeah, no, it's embarrassing. The fact that they've had these issues with Glendale, and now they're forced to move to Tempe, and they're going to play in Arizona State's new building, which seats 5,000 people. But, you know, the good news is, the ownership for the Arizona Coyotes, they got some positive news within this past week from the city council. They're, you know, voting to approve at least the first initial stages of a new arena being built in Tempe. So you hope they get it done. The owner's committed to staying there, and the league obviously is committed to keeping them there. But they won't play in that building forever. They can't play in that building forever. And it's going to be interesting to see. I will say this. Everyone's going to tune in to see what it looks like to see an NHL game played in front of 5,000 people.
Yep, you're exactly right. Hey, Andy, thanks so much for joining us here on Sports Open Line tonight. And we'll talk real soon.
Okay, you got it, Greg. Take care. Have a great night.
That's our good friend Andy Strickland. He's the Blues analyst for Bally Sports Midwest and also host of the Cam and Strick podcast. You're listening to Sports Open Line with Greg Damon. We'll be back after these. Welcome back, everyone. KMOX Sports Open Line here on Monday evening. Greg Damon hanging out with you. We're going to debut a new segment tonight. Tom Ackerman is his new weekly series with called 5-on-5. That's right, with Albert Pujols. Let's throw it to Tom Ackerman.
Tom Ackerman, coming to you from the Cardinals Clubhouse, a new feature on KMOX, a new interview on the home of the Cardinals. We're calling it 5 Minutes with Number 5. You know who that is. It's Albert Pujols. And first of all, I really appreciate this, the chance to talk to the fans, not only about you, but about the game and about your team. You're back with the Cardinals.
Thanks, Don. Thanks for having me in your show once again. No, I'm just really excited, you know, having a really unbelievable time. It's a blessing to be able to be back here where everything started for me and just, you know, just have another good chance to win another championship with a bunch of great group of guys. And, you know, the organization that gave me the opportunity from day one to develop my game. And I'm just really excited to be around the fans. And just it's going to be a special year for us.
Can you take me back to that year 2001 when you became a Cardinal and what that was like?
Well, it was 1999 that I got drafted. 2001, obviously, I made it to the big leagues. But I mean, it was just a fun time. I mean, really excited, really pumped up. 21 years old, and you know, only 1 year as a professional in the minor league, and to be able to make it your second year as a professional and being in the big leagues with Mark McGwire, Mike Mattini, Gene Emmon, J.D. Drew, Placido Polanco, Edgar Renteria, Matt Moore, Daryl Kyle. You're talking about superstar games and guys in the game that were on top of their game. And there's a young 21-year-old guy, you know, showing up in spring training on the invite, not even having any expectation of making the team. They just wanted to reward me for the year that I have in Peoria, you know, in 2000. And here I am, you know, make the ball club. And, you know, 22 years later, I'm here in the big leagues.
Drafted 13th round, 1999. I remember following you through that 2001 spring training and then you making the team. And absolutely, you're right on the money. I watched you absorb the information from the veteran players, a student of the game, all the way through, weren't you? And I see you doing that now with younger players, paying it forward.
Yeah, Tong, and I think to me for is that. It has been that. I think I had so many guys that have taught me the right way. One of those guys has a special place in my heart. That was Daryl Kyle. Unfortunately, you know, I didn't get to finish that year with him. But remember, Hank was one of the last guys getting in that bus in spring training. He told me, don't be afraid to make an All-Star team. I was always looking forward to chat with him, you know, during batting practice. You know, the time that we did, I treasure my time with him. He was one of the guys that was, although he was a pitcher, he was one of the mentor because he was really tough on the mound. And I was a sponge, you know, observing and soaking every little information that could help me out. And he was one of those guys that helped me out along the way. Then later on, you know, come the Woody Williams, the Larry Walker, the Reggie Sanders, the Tony Womack. You know, and I think that's what's so special about this organization, that you not only losing superstar and players because they get traded or last year or the contract, they're always bringing guys that are quality players and gamers, guys that know how to win. And that's how it was, you know, from 01 to 2011. And that's how it's been, you know, 10 years later. And I think I shared that last night, that the traditional Cardinals baseball has never changed. And that's something that I have always appreciated about this organization.
I remember walking up the dugout steps and seeing Daryl having you actually pulled aside, exactly what you just said. He was telling you about something that he saw, or it could have been something that he wanted to talk to you about pitching. Just an example of what those little pieces of information are like. What sort of things do you exchange between each other?
Well, that, you know, he was telling me about how the pitcher will approach me in the big leagues, what they think. And there was one time in Colorado, in Houston, that we were having a conversation, and he was trying to dig deeply my information on what I think of the play. And I look at him like, I don't want to give you my secret because I might have to face you next year. And he hit me with his elbow with that big smile of his, looking to the side. And he's like, you little punk, you got me. Like, that was DK, man. That was DK. Daryl was a really, really special person with a big smile. One of the best teammates that I probably have in my 22 years as a professional. Unfortunately, it was really short. And, you know, but like I say, he has a really special place in my heart because he was genuine. He didn't BS. He didn't BS about his workout. He prepared himself hard every, you know, 5 days to take the mound, never complained. And those are little things that I was able to catch on those guys, you know, and really help me out along my way.
Life is very precious, and you guys are a family. There's no doubt about that. We appreciate this very much. I look forward to talking to you about your love of the game and about people. But I also, before we go, I want to mention that the Pujols Family Foundation is strongly behind this visit between you and I. And I know it's very special to your heart. A lot of great things happening, including an event at Top Golf recently.
Yeah, that was awesome. And thank you so much, too, for your dedication and your time that you donate, you know, to really promote our foundation. I think just, you know, I think they only look up ourselves and or myself as an athlete, but they need to give credit to you guys, the people that, you know, it takes a team and it takes a group, including Todd Perry, you know, and Jane Cooper and, you know, Crystal Rowing and in California to run a foundation like ours, you know, with so many events, but also people like you that really put us ourselves out there in the map, you know, and raise the awareness, you know, through the media. And we really honor that and we really appreciate that. And thank you for being a big part, a big friend of our foundation, never really saying no to things when asked. And I think that's why I think you and I have a really good relationship, you know, because I think you are genuine. You don't come here to try to trick players or try to, you know, find false information or try to bring a player down. And I think, you know, as a player, you know, you don't see that loyal anymore, and you appreciate that. And I, you know, I thank you for that also. So, you know, and all the fans for continuing to supporting our foundation. It was a great, great time last week with the players. And, you know, what can you say, your peers? You know, you don't get that many days off, and just showing up and having a great time for a couple of hours. I think it was really good for them and really good for our fans to see that.
I appreciate you saying that, and thank you very much. It's absolutely our pleasure, and we'll catch up with you real soon. Thank you for the visit.
Sounds good, brother. Bless you.
Hey, that was Tom Ackerman with Albert Pujols' new weekly segment here on Sports Open Line. You're going to check it out. Going to be with Albert every week and get the insights from the Cardinal great, that's for sure. Hey, stick around. Other side of news, more Sports Open Line.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.